This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Is Bill Gates really racist? Are Western countries doing vaccine terrorism? Or India has a funding allocation problem? Let us analyze in this episode of Voice of Biotechnica. On 25th April 2021, Bill Gates, in a televised interview on Sky News, said this.
There's only so many vaccine factories in the world, and people are very serious about the safety of vaccines. And so moving something that had never been done, moving a vaccine from, say, a J&J factory into a factory in India, that it's novel. It's only because of our grants and our expertise that can happen at all. The thing that's holding things back in this case is not intellectual property. There's not like some idle vaccine factory with regulatory approval that makes magically safe vaccines. You've got to do the trials on these things, and every manufacturing process has to be looked at in a very careful way. There's all sorts of issues around intellectual property having to do with medicines, but not in terms of how quickly we've been able to ramp up the volume here.
And the whole media started brickbatting him, calling him a racist, and started labeling all the Western countries as vaccine terrorists. In fact, there have been many things said and done by him in the past 1 year. And I remember the same media hailing Bill Gates' accurate pandemic predictions in the past. Everybody was saying, wow, he did a great job by accurately predicting that pandemic is going to come. But the problem is, we did not take Bill Gates seriously then, and we are making the same mistake now. No, I'm not saying, neither I'm taking anyone's side, nor I'm trying to say that Bill Gates is right. I'm trying to convey that we need to read the message that lies in between the lines in that criticism that we received from Bill Gates. Now, as a country, we have successfully commercialized many scientific ideas, most successfully, whether it is education, technology, or whether it is agriculture, whether it is milk revolution or green revolution. As a nation, we are so proud. We're so proud of the accomplishments of Bharat Biotech and Serum Institute of India. And in fact, we must celebrate the success of our biotech and pharma companies, biotech and pharma industries. But at the same time, these comments from world's most prominent philanthropist reminds us that we are investing less and less in our R&D. We are not doing enough. We are not allocating enough resources towards biotech and pharma R&D. Today, we have some tremendous government-led organizations as well, such as CSIR, ICMR, DBT, and many others. But what this so-called racist comment from Bill Gates tells us that we need to not just be at par with the USA, the France, the Germany, the UK, or the China, but we must find the innovators of tomorrow. We must not be the back doors or backyard of vaccine production or outsourced business process outsourcing. Instead, we must support our biotech and pharma companies, organizations, and professionals, provide them with the right resources, tools, infrastructure, regulatory approvals, and intellectual property protection. We should not term Western countries and Bill Gates racist if they deny to share their IP with us. Instead, we must develop them first. Now, don't tell me that we cannot do that. India has the youngest population globally. India has excellent human capital, and it all needs enterprising individuals, entrepreneurs, government support, and industry support, an ecosystem which can nurture this system. Now, as a nation, we all have to remember that we cannot depend on foreign technology all the time. Yes, I understand that globalization is the latest fashion in this capitalistic world. But what percentage of that are our pharma and biotech exports? Not even near to 1%. On the other side of the world, as I record this podcast today from Bengaluru, Karnataka, news has come that 24 COVID patients died due to lack of oxygen in one of the suburban towns. In another report, an IISc researcher is struggling to get funds to get her vaccine clinically tested. She has developed a vaccine that can stay at room temperature and claims to be equally effective as any other vaccine. So, the trillion-dollar question to be asked here is, how many more million deaths later we will wake up? Will our people wake up? Will our politicians wake up and realize that the biotech and pharma industries are the oxygen of the modern economy? This sector must be nurtured every day. Please share this podcast with as many people as possible so that it can reach the right people in power who are capable of making the change. We the people, we the country have to acknowledge that Bill Gates may have a racist problem, but that's his problem. But more than that, India has a funds allocation problem, and that's our problem. Let's fix that. And then no Bill Gates will ever say what he said. Let's respond to Bill Gates by fixing our funds allocation problem. Let's not react to Bill Gates. Let's respond to Bill Gates. Thank you so much. Signing off, Shekhar Suman, Voice of Biotechnica. Thank you.